From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fierce fighting between militants and government forces at Libya's only international airport killed 20 and left more than 60 wounded on Monday. Mantiga Airport in Tripoli was shut down for most of Monday, and it is unclear when flights can fully resume. The airport is a former military base and has been used for civilian flights since the regular airport was damaged by fighting 4 years ago. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 31 people and wounding many others. The explosions happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center that's crowded with laborers looking for work. No claim yet of responsibility. A paramilitary convoy has come under a rocket attack in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, leaving at least 5 people dead and 6 others wounded. The ambush happened Monday in Turbat, a remote, volatile district in Baluchistan. The insurgent Baloch Liberation Front, which is fighting for an independent Baluchistan, claimed it was behind the attack on the convoy. India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire in the disputed Kashmir region Monday, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each side blamed the other for starting the altercation, giving its own figures for the number of dead. India accuses Pakistan of sending militants across the border to carry out terrorist activities on its soil. Pakistan accuses India of grave human rights violations in the part of Kashmir under Indian control. This is VOA News. South Africa's two top political